The restaurant was pretty slow, but Jesse asked the manager if he could use the party room.
Sure, she said. We've got nothing booked for tonight. We haven't seen you or your girlfriend around lately.
Jesse didn't bother to explain that Tamara hadn't been his girlfriend, nor that she had moved down to Austin to work for the Travis County Medical Examiner. Sometimes explanations led to more questions, and Jesse wasn't up for awkward conversation.
Having your usual while you wait?
The manager asked as Jesse headed to the back of the restaurant.
Black Label rocks, right?
No thanks, just a club soda and lime for me. They drifted into the room one at a time after Jesse. Molly first, Gabe, then Suit. The four of them sat pretty quietly until Healy and then Dylan Taylor showed up. Jesse told them to order drinks if they wanted to, and that he had ordered appetizers. But once the appetizers and drinks were delivered, and the small talk gotten out of the way, Jesse asked the server not to come back until he went to get her.
This about Alicia, Jesse? Suit asked.
Somebody had to. Uh-huh. He didn't think his answer came as a surprise to anyone.
What about her? Gabe Weathers wanted to know. I don't think she would do what they're saying she did.
I don't know, Suit said. I don't want to believe it either, but I was there, and there was no gun. I also took witness statements.
You're just pissed at her for the way she acted when we showed up at the scupper and she pushed back, Gabe said.
Bull, Gabe. I'm telling you that unless his gun grew wings and flew away, John Vanderkamp didn't have a gun.
Enough, Jesse said. Before I say another word, I need something from the three of you, Jesse said, pointing at his three cops. You'll be risking the most out of any of us. Molly spoke first.
What do you need from us?
Either walk out of here right now, or promise to keep quiet about this, unless you are asked about it under oath. Even if you decide not to help, make that promise now, or leave. Gabe, Suit, and Molly stared at one another, then nodded. None of them got up. Suit spoke for all of them. You have our word. Jesse laid out the case against Alicia, the way Monty Bernstein had laid it out for Jesse. Their expressions grew less hopeful as he spoke. That's about it, he said, when he was finished. For a moment, no one spoke. Dylan Taylor, who was basically a stranger to everyone there but Jesse, spoke. Don't you think it's pretty convenient that John Vanderkamp just happened to go to a shooting range only a few hours before he was killed? Captain Healy, who was now retired for about a year, stood up and came around by Jesse.
Convenience doesn't mean it's not true, he said, pointing at the others, who remained seated. I worked more homicides than all of you combined. I worked more of them than Jesse. But there are way too many coincidences in this case for me to accept. It's a perfect storm.
Gabe said, I don't like it, but Suit's right. There's no gun. And one thing you've said to me from the minute you hired me was that we followed the evidence on the PPD, not hunches.
None was found, Jesse said. That's different than there was no gun.
Molly was skeptical. But how is this different? 2 plus 2 or 6 minus 2, you get the same result.
Dylan spoke again.
And what? This guy who just happened to go shooting also just happened to magically appear out of nowhere right in front of Alicia as she came out of the gull?
Come on, it's a setup.
It sounds like a setup. But the Stadies aren't in the business of proving it's a setup, Jesse said. They are following the evidence, and the evidence makes Alicia look guilty as hell.
Healy agreed.
Mary Weld's an excellent detective, but she's not looking for exculpatory evidence. Her case is pretty damned good, and when the rest of the forensics come back, I think it will be rock solid.
Then what are we here for? Suit asked.
Mary Weld's job may not be to look for exculpatory evidence, or to prove it was a setup. But it can be our job, Jesse said. I'm not going to lie to you. Even if we somehow find the gun or mitigating evidence, Alicia is probably done as a cop. So this isn't about saving her job. It's about keeping her out of prison. I know Healy and Dylan are in, but the three of us aren't enough.
If you need a minute, we can step.
I'm in, Molly said.
Gabe was next.
Me also.
Everyone turned to Suit.
You don't see me going anywhere, do you?
But what are we supposed to do to help?
Mostly surveillance, Jesse said.
Molly raised her eyebrow.
Mostly?
The other stuff will be handled by Healy, Dylan, and me. And no texting or emails. Calls only. And no messages with details.
Gabe asked,
when do we start?
Jesse smiled.
We just did.